This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Take a listen to this trailer for a new documentary film and see if you can identify any of the voices you hear.
He was a Chilean leader, a musician, a director.
Great songs, beautiful melodies.
He's an originator.
Victor Jara was the Bob Dylan of South America.
Victor saw the power of music as his vehicle to communicate.
His music is a loving battle cry.
He was a fighter.
He followed through on the issues he sang about.
Pete Seeger and Bono are in there, so are Peter Yarrow, Holly Near, and Devendra Banhart. The man they're talking about, the subject of the documentary, may be less familiar to many Americans. Victor Jara was a Chilean songwriter, activist, director, and poet. After Chile's right-wing coup in 1973, Jara was tortured and killed. But he and his music became a powerful symbol of hope in Latin America and beyond. The new film about him is called The Resurrection of Victor Jara. John Suma is the film's producer and a lecturer in economics at the University of Vermont, and he joins me now. John, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thanks for having me, Jane.
So familiarize our audience with Victor Jara.
Well, Victor Jara has parallels here. We can draw North Americans' attention to. That would be Woody Guthrie, Pete Seeger, Bob Dylan. He's sort of a rolled-up version of
yeah,
of
he's
all
far
of them.
More than the Bob Dylan of
he's
South America.
He's much more
America.
Political than Bob Dylan.
Yeah. Yeah.
But a writer as good as Bob Dylan.
And was he as well-known in Chile in the late 60s and 70s, early 70s before his death, as those people you just mentioned?
By those people?
No, I mean, was he as
oh, yeah,
you know,
he became an iconic singer-songwriter and defined an era at that time. The 60s, early 70s would be Victor Jara songs played everywhere. So there were other artists around, but Victor became a leader of this movement that's known as Nueva Canción, which is new song. It's a folk revival that they had. We had here our own folk revival in the 60s. So that was their folk revival, and he was the leader of that movement.
He also was active, though, in poetry, in theater. He was a director, so he did much more than just music, right?
It's an amazing story. He comes from a poor rural family, ends up on Broadway staging a play in 1967, which had a successful run, Body Party. He directed it to become really the voice of Latin America and the voice of his generation musically. So that's quite a trajectory. And then the tragic end, of course, which really sets up his rebirth as this film we've made documents.
Why was he targeted by the military junta in 1973 when Augusto Pinochet came to power?
Well, anybody supporting Allende at the time, the elected president who was deposed in the coup, was subject to, persecution or political execution. So that
he was a
leader.
Very
he
vocal
was a leader.
Supporter.
So he was a very outspoken leader, a supporter of Allende through his music and a cultural leader. You know, so they decapitated the popular movement, and the leaders of that popular movement included cultural figures like Victor Jara.
And he was picked up on September 11th or September 12th when this coup happened and taken to a big stadium in Santiago, the capital of Chile, and tortured and killed there?
Yeah, essentially he went to where he taught to be with the students, and that led to him being detained, among others, and then taken to the stadium, which is not the national stadium. It's often misunderstood. It's a smaller stadium, a basketball stadium, now named after Victor Jara. Estadio Chile, now Estadio Victor Jara. And that's where he was detained and held tortured for several days and then eventually executed.
What was
or we should say murdered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the response in the country when people learned of his death?
Well, people for the first year or two or more than that time, there was so much fear. If you were caught with any Victor Jara music, you might be yourself disappeared, tortured and or disappeared. I don't think anybody did too much talking. If any talking was going on, it was very secret. It was, you know, there was...
So there was no outward, outpouring of emotion.
Every aspect of his life, you know, musically, culturally. You know, there was an attempt to erase the memory banks.
Your film, though, is called The Resurrection of mm-hmm. Victor Jara. What does that mean?
Well, it's a way of saying that he was a transcendental figure. He transmits across generations, continues to do that. The film shows that very vividly in the scene from his reburial in 2009, which is a celebration, really. But it's the first time that people can come out and express that love of his music without fear of persecution. You know, it's really the first outpouring. And it's 2009. You know, this is quite a bit beyond the end of the dictatorship. There's still that residual fear, you know. So it was cathartic. And we document that. That's the most emotional part of the film is that segment that covers the reburial.
Well, describe it and explain why his body was exhumed and he was reburied in the same place where he'd been buried. But yes, this procession and parade and this outpouring that couldn't have happened in 1973.
Well, it's tied to a court, the legal proceedings to seek justice for Victor Jara. So the judge ordered his body exhumed, and so that's why the body was out of the ground. And then
to try to figure out what had happened,
the autopsy, and you know, to corroborate the testimony that was given in court. And we don't go into the case in the film, but we do have a coda, a tale to the film that does speak to the latest developments in the case. I'm not going to give it away on air, as you probably know if you saw the film. But this court case is not in the film, but the exhumation of Victor is tied to that court case. So the reburial happens after all of that necessary autopsy work is done, and the Jara family really, you know, gave Victor to the people. That's it.
What do you think his legacy is now? I'll tell you, I lived in Chile in 1999 and then was back in 2002 or 2001. And, you know, there is a sense of him and some of the other people who were active in the movement at the time, people like Violeta Parra, are alive in Chile. I mean, if you're riding a bus and a panhandler comes on, that's the music they're often playing. And that's the reference that folk groups even today make, is back to Victor Jara. So what do you think he means in Chile and to the people there?
Well, the best way to describe it to a North American audience is to think of us here growing up as great school kids listening and singing the music of Woody Guthrie, This Land Is Your Land, and other songs that he's done. But that song particularly captures the presence of Woody Guthrie, the transcendental Woody Guthrie. And it's exactly what's going on in Chile. The school kids are now all singing Victor. They're singing songs in grade school. It's become embedded, really, in the cultural memory banks. This is part of the resurrection, part of the rebirth of Victor. It's reached that degree of cultural presence, yeah.
How did you get involved in this, and what made you want to tell his story?
Oh, yeah. Well, we have another show we could do on this question. 35 years of engagement in Latin America that led me to do my first film about the Contra War in the 1980s, which I produced and directed in 1986. Which got favorably reviewed by the New York Times, by the way, the late Herb Mitking. And that film just immersed me in the music and the politics of Central America and Latin America. So it's during that period I encountered the music of Victor Jara and New Song Music, which he was the leader of. And it resonated in me for forever, you know. So it's still there, and it finally led me to – at one point, this is now 12 years ago, I've got to make a film about Victor Jara. North Americans need to know about the Woody Guthrie of South America. And that's sort of the short version of the story.
And now they can. This film actually is going to be played at Main Street Landing in Burlington on Friday, December 8th at 7:30. So people in Vermont and beyond will be able to get to know who Victor Jara was. John Suma is the producer of the documentary. It's called The Resurrection of Victor Jara. Thank you very much for talking with us, John. Yeah, you want to make a plug, right?
I just want to mention one thing. The Victor Jara website, if listeners want to go to support our Kickstarter campaign and to learn more about the film and view the trailer, there is a website, victorlives.com.
And you can get that right at vpr.net if you didn't catch that. John, thank you very much.
Thank you.